Scientific research in Antarctica is critical to understanding weather patterns in Australia. And now philanthropists and industry groups can contribute via a new non-government fundraising organisation. The newly formed Antarctic Science Foundation is also planning to boost Australia's influence in the Antarctic Treaty, as Catherine Gregory reports.
Penguins, seals, and the most wild aspects of nature. Antarctica, at the edge of the Earth, seems like another world, and one which is increasingly at risk.
We are, for the first time ever as humans, encroaching upon Antarctica. And the way that we're doing that is through changing the climate.
Professor Emma Johnston is the Dean of Science at the University of New South Wales.
So we now see that the oceans are warming around Antarctica. We see signs that the glaciers underneath the glaciers may be melting, and that may speed up the rate at which sea ice moves out into the ocean and those glaciers move into the ocean.
That's part of the reason why Professor Johnston is on the board of the newly formed Antarctic Science Foundation. It's a non-government fundraising organisation aimed at supporting scientific research and tackling the threats to Antarctica.
We'll be working closely with government, but we'll be enabling philanthropists, individual community members and industries to fundraise for something that they love, which is Antarctica.
Emma Johnston already points to one fundraising project, monitoring equipment on a glacier to provide real-time information about how it's moving and changing. She also wants to invest in exploration during the winter months and finding whales.
We could fundraise to use sonar technology, remote sensing technology, to find the whales in the Southern Ocean.
Investment in Antarctica research has been cut in recent years. So Dr. Nick Gales, the director of the government body, the Australian Antarctic Division, welcomes the foundation.
2 years ago, the government launched a sort of 20-year strategy for Australia's engagement in Antarctica, our sort of Antarctic strategy. And as part of that, there was an explicit desire to really open up opportunities for the private sector, for the philanthropic sector, to value add to what we do.
The division is based in Hobart and is responsible for Australia's activities in the Antarctic Territory.
So our activities down there are all about science, about understanding Antarctica and its role in the global climate system. It drives what happens with droughts and floods in Australia. So learning the science is fundamentally important. But in a broader sense, our mission is to remain influential in the Antarctic Treaty itself, the Antarctic Treaty system, preserves the whole continent for peace and science.
That's Dr. Nick Gales from the Australian Antarctic Division. Catherine Gregory reporting with assistance from Connie Aegis.